Morning, folks. It's Thursday morning and it's a misty morning here in Stockton-on-Tees. And as I've been doing this week, I've been taking my son to college, well, walking with him to college, or at least part of the way. Just so he's familiar with the route. It's about a 20-minute walk from house to college. And also because he's still full of nerves about college and his stomach churns every morning thinking about going in. A lot of it's because he's not sure of what he's going to be doing when he gets there. It's a brand new week, first time at college. And excuse those notifications, I do apologise. And he's just a bit unsure of everything. His timetable's been changed around two times already this week. So, for example, he was supposed to be in all day yesterday, and they were sent home at dinner time yesterday because there was some confusion with the particular one of the particular courses he's on. And so that doesn't help his nerves. He's a 16-year-old lad who's moved 150 miles away from where he was living before, and moved away from his friends into a new city, a new town that he's totally unfamiliar with, a brand new college, and it's all very, very new. His only sort of anchor point is me, his dad. And I say only, it's a strong anchor point. We have a very good relationship, my son and I. But he still has nerves, of course. He's still a young boy. I can remember those times myself, leaving school, wondering what I was going to do with myself. And I'm so proud of him because he does want to go to college. He does want to pursue a particular career in acting as best he can. And where we live now is fantastic for that. It's a very good town with lots and lots of amateur dramatic societies, tiny theatres. It really is the actors and performers town, or one of them in this area, in the north of England, northeast of England. Very strong area for actors coming out of the northeast of England. And in fact, in the town where I live, the actual little town where I live, just a mile or so away, the actor who played Billy Elliot came from there, from Billingham. And I think his latest role, or one of his last roles, was as what was he? The Thing in the rebooted Fantastic Four movie. So from Billy Elliot to playing a monster in a Marvel film adaptation of a comic book. So it's a good town for him to be in, and he does enjoy it. He's loving it here. He loves the house that we live in. He loves the people that we live with, my partner and her son, and everybody gets on really well. But it is an unnerving time. I think we sometimes forget, as we become older and adults, what it's like to be, a mid-teenager, 16 years of age, approaching 17, lots of things happening in the mind and body, and everybody's self-conscious at that age, aren't they, in some way. Some people hide it by being brash and bravado, others can't hide it so well. And with my son wanting to be an actor, it sort of makes lots of sense, really. He likes to perform and likes to show off, but only in a structured way, really, in a way that he can and get away with it without him looking foolish, if you know what I mean. So, but he's loosening up a lot. My partner's son Tom, who's 20 years of age, he's very much a similar sort of character, but he's a few years older. And Tom also went to drama and performing arts for a while until his back injury made that impossible, which I'll go into it in another boot perhaps. So I'm sitting here now along the side of the River Tees with my dog Gizmo, and I'm just watching the rowers go underneath the bridge. I'll put a picture of that in the boo art. So that's my morning. I hope everybody else is doing well.